If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Imagine this. You are on a sailing ship at sea. You have been looking for a small island that allegedly is perfect for living, but I'm going to tell you why it's not. Hello, my name is Ernest. Welcome. I was having a conversation the other day with an old friend who was a sociology professor at a well-known university. He wishes to remain anonymous for reasons that will soon become apparent. So we'll just call him Roy. I've always considered Roy extremely interesting to talk to, and I have very much appreciated the fact that he has always supported my ideas on Sapien analytics, aka advanced perception. But what we discussed just recently, what I was able to get across, is truly enlightening and also terrifying. I believe that what I'm about to tell you will only get across effectively through historical example. I'm going to mention some religious historical facts. So if you're religious, don't get a bee in your bonnet over this. As I said, it's for illustrative purposes. If you were living anywhere that the Catholic Church had a very strong grip on society in the 11th or 12th century, you really needed to mind your tongue, lest your thoughts and statements get you branded as a heretic, which could bring a great deal of social, financial, and physical harm upon yourself, such as being burned at the stake. Definitely not pleasant. But what if I told you currently in America, you can speak your mind only to a certain extent? Because even though, at least in America, you can somewhat speak your piece, and you're not going to be crucified, burned at the stake, or beheaded, true. But you can have your life and or your family's life completely destroyed by speaking. And I know this to be an absolute fact because I have witnessed such destruction personally many times. This is why Aristotle said over 23 centuries ago, masculine republics give way to feminine democracies, and feminine democracies give way to tyranny. This is the reason why America, as well as the UK, have become nations of violence, corruption, and indifference, because this is the fruit of tyranny. And tyranny is exactly what happens as a consequence of word policing. And nothing destroys a society, which in turn destroys a nation, faster than curtailing and controlling language, especially for the most idiotic reasons imaginable. If I may give you just one more very short illustration. You've signed up to be a crew member of an adventuring ship during the age of sail. You are told that there are two primary rules which you must always obey. First, if you discover significant flooding or anything else which could seriously threaten to sink the ship, you must report it to the captain immediately or be hung. Second, if at any time you report to the captain that you have discovered significant flooding below deck and that the ship is seriously threatened with sinking, you will, without further questions or argument, be hung. What I just described is a perfect description of schizophrenia. Welcome to America. This is the living reality that the vast majority of us, myself included, find ourselves in. The difference with myself, however, is because I have incorporated the practice of advanced perception to such an extent in my daily life, I am fully aware of this situation. But the question you should be asking yourself right now is, was I? You see, what this is comes down to being on a fool's errand, which is being produced by evil intent. At this point, I just want to reiterate that as far as this subject is concerned, even though I would very much like to, I cannot at this time speak in simple, direct language. This is the reason I speak so obliquely. Not that I'm trying to be annoyingly pretentious. I'm trying to protect my own life. So where the hell was I? Oh yeah, evil fool's errand. There is evil, and because it is evil, it lies to you. It doesn't care about you whatsoever. It only cares about itself. But in order to get what evil needs, which is your life force, it has to pretend to care about you, sometimes going to great lengths of deception. Depending on the level and brightness of your life force, to get that life force. And this is what I keep explaining, to the point of sounding like a broken record. I wonder how many of you get that joke, because you won't get the joke if you don't even know what a record is. Anyway, one of the many things the evil does is sending you on continuous and never-ending fool's errands, knowing full well that what it is you seek is not there or any of the other places evil puts forth with very definitive language. Meanwhile, evil is taking from you exactly what it wants. So with all this in mind, I'm announcing that I am in the process of forming a group, or society, if you will, of those possessing the desire to escape an otherwise dull and mundane existence and engage in something they personally could never have imagined for themselves. You see, when a situation has become extremely unpleasant, that can be anything from a person you're living with, your neighborhood, or your nation, you basically have two potential choices. You can try to correct the problems with that situation, wherever and whatever that may be. And if that is not possible, you must leave. And assuming you're not being emotionally or psychologically held against your will, the very next question which should come to mind is, where the hell do you go? Now, please bear in mind, I'm not talking about a situation where you want to get away from your lover, so you're temporarily willing to live with friends or family, assuming they will have you. Or you live in a crappy neighborhood or perhaps even a crappy state, and you really just want to get out of there. This is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is a person who is not otherwise in a crisis mode situation, but a person who is simply just very tired of and disillusioned with the modernity of contemporary American society, which has mainly been conditioned to the point of endless celebrity obsession. A breaking news story that urgently informs us if and at what time Taylor Swift farted, or if the Menendez brothers are actually going to get parole.
If I could just take a moment for this pitch. Here's the amazing and incredible Ernest Mann tote bag. Oh, Christ. Which can be all yours for a very reasonable donation by just clicking on the link in the description below. It's sturdy and holds a lot of ramen noodles. No, seriously, it holds a lot of ramen noodles.
I'm talking about the kind of person who empathizes with me in absolutely detesting that seemingly endless parade of self-absorbed nothingness vacuum people who constantly whine and moan, usually in a fetal childlike position with those sweaters that go halfway up their hands, complaining about their inability to feel anything. Want to feel something? Here's a suggestion. Find yourself a very long and steep staircase. Go to the top and throw yourself down that staircase. Assuming the angle and length of the staircase is sufficient, I can practically guarantee you, when you reach the bottom,
you'll be feeling something.
Well, that's all I've got for today. I hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.